Just a few short minutes ago, Pope Francis took off from Rome's Fiumicino airport on an apostolic visit to Mexico. While there, he will celebrate Mass in the Basilica of Guadalupe, meet with families and young people, and there will be a meeting with the world of culture. He will also make a visit to the city of San Cristobal de las Casas and celebrate Holy Mass with the indigenous community of Chiapas. Our correspondent, Veronica Scaresbrick, who is awaiting Pope Francis in Mexico, found out more about the community and its much-loved late bishop.
The late Bishop Samuel Ruiz Garcia is an iconic figure in Mexico. You may have heard of him. He lived and worked for many years in the southern state of Chiapas, along the border with Guatemala. That's from 1959 to 1999. Precisely at San Cristobal de las Casas, where Pope Francis will go on Monday 15th of February, and where he'll celebrate Holy Mass at the city's sports center with the Mayan indigenous community. Here in Mexico, I caught up with someone who worked closely with him and eventually inherited the diocese. He's Bishop Raúl Vera López, a Dominican who describes the time spent with his predecessor as a moment of grace from God. Let's listen.
Next to Samuel Ruiz, well, a true grace from God. God, his heart was clean from any anxious of power.
Bishop Ruiz was once a familiar figure in his diocese, often perceived riding on the back of a mule along the highland paths on the way to visit the people of one of the villages or towns, learning to speak to the people there in their own Mayan languages by the unpronounceable names.
Don Samuel was a very humble man, very intelligent, capacity to learn the Indian languages. He had knowledge of the languages, four languages, Celtal, Tzotzil, Tojolabal, and Chol, four languages, Mayense languages. So Don Samuel could of the dialogue with the indigenous people, but in two of those languages, Celtal and Tzotzil, he could preach.
But while he was very much loved by the local people who lived in extreme poverty, he was also criticized by the local government and by Rome, because he had begun to apply the teachings he had learnt both during the Second Vatican Council and from the Medellin Conference of Latin American Bishops. He empowered the indigenous people to defend their cultures and traditions and founded the Fray Bartolomé de las Casas Human Rights Center. Over the years, Bishop Vera has drawn inspiration from his example and has promoted human rights in every possible way. In a special way, he assists parents and families of desaparecidos through an organization by the name of FUNDEC. Importantly, in December, he made it his mission to travel to Rome to make quite sure Francis might prepare his apostolic visit in touch with the social reality in Mexico today. Awaiting Pope Francis in Mexico City, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.